I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Syrian rebels who overthrew longtime autocratic ruler Bashar al-Assad have appointed a leader for the transitional government that will run the country until March 1st. Mohammed al-Bashir announced Tuesday that he was picked to lead the interim government after a meeting in Damascus of rebel leaders and ousted officials from Assad's government. Bashir is a little-known figure across most of Syria who previously ran an administration in a small pocket of the northwest controlled by rebels. The announcement of the new transitional government comes as Israel launched airstrikes against Syrian army bases. Donald Trump has signaled he wants to avoid involvement in Syria following Assad's ouster. However, as White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Zwaber reports, the president-elect might need to balance his stance with U.S. goals of protecting Israel, isolating Iran, and dealing with Russia, Turkey, and other actors.
Syrians are still celebrating the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad, who has fled to Moscow. But the country's future is far from clear as regional powers scramble to secure their interests. U.S. President Joe Biden has moved quickly, launching airstrikes on Islamic State group targets in Syria. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the rebels who toppled Assad, is a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist group. Still, Trump wants the U.S. to stay out of the Syrian conflict. But with Assad gone, Trump may need to balance his non-interventionist stance with U.S. goals of protecting allies such as Israel and Jordan and avoiding the resurgence of terrorist groups such as Islamic State. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Southern California say about 20,000 residents in the city of Malibu have been ordered to evacuate as firefighters battled a wind-driven wildfire that burned near seaside mansions, horse farms, and Pepperdine University. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
More than 8,000 homes and other structures are under threat, and some have burned. Santa Ana winds, which sweep out of the interior toward the coast, are expected to last into Wednesday. The dry gusts have reached 40 miles per hour and made for erratic fire conditions. Actor Dick Van Dyke, who turns 99 Friday, says he and his wife evacuated as the fire swept toward their home. They managed to take their pets with them, though their cat Bobo ran off. I'm Ben Thomas.
At a landmark climate change hearing at the UN's top court, small island states argue that global warming poses an existential risk, so human rights laws should apply. But the world's major economies have argued that only existing international treaties should have relevance. As Henry Ridgewell reports, this case could reframe global climate change negotiations.
Some 99 countries are participating in the hearing at the International Court of Justice in The Hague, Netherlands. The International Court of Justice is one of three international courts asked to provide legal clarity on climate change. The Inter-American Court of Human Rights held hearings this year in Brazil and Barbados. Judges at the Hamburg, Germany-based International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea ruled in May that greenhouse gas emissions are subject to international law and that all states are obliged to limit global warming and protect marine environments. Small island states praised that opinion, claiming it gave teeth to climate change laws. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
The ICJ hearing is due to finish on Friday. The judges are expected to take several more weeks to issue their advice. In sports, U.S. golfer Scottie Scheffler has ended 2024 with yet another accolade. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more about this year's PGA Tour Player of the Year.
Scheffler earned 91% of the vote in winning the Jack Nicklaus Award for the third straight season. He joins Tiger Woods as the only players to win three straight times. Woods won it five times in a row and three straight times on another occasion. The 28-year-old Scheffler won seven times on the PGA Tour against only the strongest fields. He also won the FedEx Cup, the Masters Green Jacket, and an Olympic gold medal. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.